WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Hurricane season is well underway for 2015, but so far, this season in the Atlantic Basin has been pretty quiet. Along the coast, storm surge is often the greatest threat to life and property from a hurricane. Historically, large death tolls have resulted from the rise of the ocean associated with major hurricanes as they made landfall. Hurricane Katrina in 2005 and Hurricane Camille in 1969 are two examples of the damage and devastation that can be caused by storm surge. And as our guest noted last week, storm surge is often not well understood. So that makes it a perfect topic for WeatherBrains 101. Storm surge is the abnormal rise of water generated by a storm, a rise over and above the predicted astronomical tides. Storm surge should not be confused with storm tide, which is defined as the water level rise due to the combination of storm surge and astronomical tide. This rise in water can cause extreme flooding in coastal areas, particularly when the storm surge coincides with normal high tide, resulting in storm tides reaching more than 20 feet in some cases. Storm surge is produced by water being pushed toward the shore by the force of the wind moving cyclonically around the storm. The impact on surge of the low pressure associated with intense storms is minimal in relation to the water being forced toward the shore by the wind. Now, storm surge is a complex phenomenon because it is sensitive to the slightest changes in several elements. Next week on WeatherBrains 101, we'll take a look at some of those elements that contribute to the variability of storm surge. Remember, you can send your questions about the weather to question@weatherbrains.com.